This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So it's 2003.
Of course.
I'm playing a very dirty PS2. I can admit that it's
of course
like
you are.
It's gotten very, very dusty and dirty.
I'm
and my wife
clean
is coming
my
around
PS2.
Like, clean your PS2.
How often? Because it gets dirty every time you use it.
And I'm like, it's supposed to be like that, but it's obviously supposed to be clean. Almost everything, nothing is supposed to be dirty.
It's very rare that something's supposed to be dirty. Maybe a grill.
Yeah, and like these pans. Oh, I love my dirty pan.
When I season my pan and it's just filthy.
Yes.
It's so grimy
and
nasty.
My wife comes by and she's like, clean all this filth off your pan. I'm like, no, it's supposed to be.
I go, in your face. It's supposed to look like this. That's why the ribs taste like filth.
And so I'm playing Mystic River, the game, multiplayer mode.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And
which
I'm
part are you
scene,
at? Yeah. Oh, go
I'm
ahead.
At the part where Jimmy is trying to get Sean to see if that's his daughter in there. To let him see, is that his daughter in there?
Are they trying to stop him from seeing?
Well, Jimmy is trying to get Sean to let him see if that's his daughter.
Let him see. Yes.
Yes.
No, yes. Sorry. I was switching Jimmy and Sean.
But this is the thing with multiplayer in that game. So like player one is Jimmy. My son is like, hey, let me be Jimmy. And so he gets to be Jimmy. I am player two, which in that game is a guy that owns a hockey store. I don't know if he's at the movie at all.
Right. They just walk by it, maybe.
And he's like, is that he's yelling. So you're both trying to like get the cops to let go of you to see if Katie is in there.
Yeah.
But the hockey store guy is
Not
yelling,
my daughter in there.
But he's yelling, is that my customer in there?
Okay.
He's really upset. Like the hockey store guy. And
can you
yelling,
see him?
No, well, it's my POV, so I can't see him. Like, but I can hear I'm yelling, is that my customer in there? And I can see kind of from my son's perspective, you know, the screen is like split in half. And so sometimes he'll be like looking towards my character.
Uh-huh.
And I can see the guy, he's like clearly Italian, almost like a Mario Brothers level Italian guy. And I understand, I don't know who to pitch for like the character that should have been player two in that game. It obviously can't be Dave.
No.
Can't be.
I mean, it could be the
Harris boys. One of the Harris boys.
Yeah. It could be the River.
I guess it could have been the River.
But we're going forever and we haven't talked to our guest and we really need her to weigh in.
That long.
It's well, Sherry, you tell me, did it feel long?
It only because y'all were speaking a foreign language.
Have you not seen Mystic River?
So we actually were speaking very normally. We were speaking English. If you could just summarize the story, that would be so great. And then we can get it. And then we'll know. This is actually like our sound check kind of thing, basically. We're like,
yeah,
sure,
make sure
it's
coming through. Yeah.
Yes. We just got to make sure all the levels are okay.
I think what's happening is the classic, you know, question of what came first, the Mystic or the River, right?
Okay.
And
okay.
Pretty obvious that the Mystic comes for the it's Mystic and then River.
Chronologically, but, you know, emotionally.
Okay.
I think it's up to interpretation.
Okay.
So your son
I don't
is playing
think you
this
heard
game
the story.
With you.
Right?
Yeah, that's proving
of,
that you didn't.
I was kind of lost. I was kind of lost during the story.
Okay.
I'll be
did you not play? Did you never play the Mystic River game?
You
only saw the movie.
No, is that like Oregon Trail?
You only watched a movie.
Is it like Oregon Trail? There's tragedy. There's loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's redemption.
That's a very key points to every movie.
There's like geographic knowledge, right?
Yeah, sure. There's places. There's places.
History.
So you were playing it. It's not a video game. It is.
It is a video game.
It is a video game.
The whole story is about how it is.
Who's player one and who's player two. And you never all that told stuff me. Only works
a video,
video
game with
game.
My son.
You never told me I was going to have to recap the story.
No, but that's like our sound check, like we said, yeah. Where we just kind of see like, oh, you know, are Sherry's headphones working? Like, so we just kind of check in and have people recap the story.
Let's just say my headphones were not working. And I was looking for the left one the entire time during
Can
the
story. Can we see your headphones?
Heard, I only, your AirPods.
Hello.
They call them.
Hello one. Hello two.
Hello one, hello two. So I found them and I'm checked in now. I know that Hayes has a son.
Hello two.
And he is
he's a brat.
I have a mean son.
And you were playing with a Super Mario looking guy.
He's a gamer. My son is a gamer. Now an adult gamer. Formerly a child gamer, now an adult gamer. And still very mean.
Yeah.
Sherry.
Sherry.
Television Sherry,
Cola.
Right?
Sherry
Television
Cola.
Sherry, many screens, Zoom screens, really.
Are you very doing often. One of these? Let's talk about Good Trouble, transitioning to Zoom.
Table reads are via Zoom.
So this is, okay, it's Good Trouble?
Good Trouble, G-O-O-D.
Okay, sorry. Okay, my notes, my notes were, okay.
What did yours say?
Groot Trouble?
Groot. Well, that's the crossover with Guardians of the Galaxy that we're
okay. So that is happening.
We're still pitching it. Actually, it's there's conversations about it, but nothing's locked in.
Okay, great. Well, I'd love to be a part of that when they do staff up.
When
I have some ideas
up,
for some
okay
Groot.
What ideas?
Stuff.
What ideas? I want to hear them now.
Groot's
so I can
tired.
Get ready.
Groot's really
Groot's
sleepy.
Groot's tired. Groot's hungry. Is
Groot
the number
skipped
one?
His nap. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the number one. That's the focus. That's the angle we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Is Groot's hungry? And we're just thinking, you know,
are they mutually exclusive though? I mean, could he be tired and hungry?
He could because he's layered, and we're all about the intersectionalities of representation. And Groot
yes.
could be hungry and tired and very, very mad at the same time.
Yeah, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Halt.
Hey,
we got to do something about this. We're hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. We're Groot.
Those are the four quadrants of survival.
That's television
you know?
Viewing.
Yeah, that's television viewing. But yeah, Good Trouble. It's happening. We're about to wrap season 3 next week.
Are you pissed or are you happy?
It's well, that's such an interesting. I haven't thought about that.
Are they pissed? Are they pissed at you?
Are they pissed at you or are you pissed at them?
I actually haven't even thought about it. I guess happy because
you haven't even thought about whether or not. Anyone's pissed at you?
Listen, I'm taking
that
it
I'm
day
guessing
by
they're
day.
Probably pissed at you.
A lot of people have not returned my calls.
I wonder if that's why you said that they're wrapping it up.
Mm-hmm. Because of me. They can't. Yeah.
To me, that's not an amazing sign.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, sure. I think everyone's mad at me. So I do wake up a little paranoid every morning because I'm on thin ice. I'm on thin ice.
Yeah. Are people like talking to you or not really?
Mm-hmm. They're not even looking at me at this point. To
people
be
are just not engaging with you at all on set.
Eye contact is scarce. They have COVID masks, you know, on the mouth, but they're also wearing blindfolds because they don't want contact with me at all.
Oh, that's dangerous set. Points. Points coming through, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's very dangerous. But it's very good and it's very trouble. And we...
The cameraman has a blindfold?
We kind of wing it. We all just wing it, you know, on the set. Mm-hmm. And
it's turning out pretty good.
We've had 50 episodes so far, which is incredible.
That's too much.
I'm not going to watch all of them.
Well, and they're all 4 hours long. So it's 4 hours.
Oh, that's too long.
50 episodes. Oh. That's 200 and... 200, wow, I can't do that. 200? Is that 200 hours?
That's
easy binge.
Well,
easy binge.
You said 4 hours times 50 episodes? Yeah, that's 200.
200 hours? It's an easy binge.
That's
it's an
200.
Easy binge. It's an easy
that's
binge.
That's too long for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, just watch the first and the last episode. How about that, Hayes?
The first and the last episode?
The sandwich method.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then you can be in the conversation. You can be in the loop when your friends are talking about it.
Okay.
You know?
And I'll be like talking to my friends and be like, yeah, it was crazy how everyone got very old.
Right. Right, right.
And, I'll say I was disappointed by the finale.
Yeah. No, what you say is I didn't expect that in the finale.
And you it'll know? Be true.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I know I am happy because it's such a beautiful, glorious.
I want to talk about Claws now.
Okay, fine.
Yep.
Is that, well, what about it?
Was that real Claws?
Claws, not in the sense of crane machines. Claws, not in the sense of lobster. But claws in the sense of nails. Fingernails.
When you're on set, at the beginning of the day, the Claws safety guy walks in and is saying, like, okay, everyone, we are dealing with These claws are not equipped to hurt you, but it is very important that we maintain discipline around these claws because they are, we do have a set of rules that we need to follow with this item. Watch as here, I am turning the safety on the claws. It will remain in this position. Like you have to like get the whole lecture on how the claws.
Yeah, because, you know, just like an intimacy coach on set, for example, you know, the claws.
You had an intimacy coach on set. Wow.
If you feel a claw on you,
yes,
that is okay.
Right. As long as you feel safe, you know, you have to speak up. If you feel like there's one too many claws creeping up, you know?
Yeah. And the director has to get creative sometimes.
Right.
Just a claw stroking a puppet's cheek or something.
Yeah, and sometimes the puppet...
But you do it in close-up.
The puppet is sometimes with claws, you know?
No, the puppet has claws as well.
Clawed up.
Wow.
Clawed up puppets and clawless puppets. So it all depends. Depends on the day. And there's also a ventriloquist situation as well, those kind of puppets. So that's when the claws gets really dangerous, you know, because it goes up there.
And because that ventriloquist puppet is then able to tell all the other puppets to scratch.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, you know, it really
scratch everyone.
Is symbolic in the puppeteering of it all. Like everyone's controlled by one puppet.
And Niecy is commandeering all of these.
Is coming what?
Is commandeering. She's commandeering these puppets.
You know, I actually don't know what that word means.
It's
let's unpack it.
Hang on. Yeah.
Let's unpack it.
Let's break it down.
Commandeering. She's command. Mm-hmm. We see command at the beginning, and then earring.
Okay, so it's a tiny little dangly thing on your lobe that tells you what to do.
It's a gauge. In this case, of course, Niecy Nash famously has very large gauges, plugs, in her earlobe.
Because she went through that punk rock phase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what people don't know about her, actually. Like, a lot of people don't know that Niecy toured with Blink-182.
Oh, yes. Niecy was very punk. And doesn't get more punk than Blink. Blink is the rawest expression of punk in history.
I think Blink-182 was too raw.
They were scary.
Dangerous.
It was scary.
My very parents scary. Wouldn't let me listen to them because they were afraid I would beat them up. They afraid I would turn mean like Hayes' son.
Yep.
If I heard Blink.
Right. I mean, it made everyone want to, you know, run in the streets naked.
Kick
and that
and
is very
fight.
Dangerous. That is very dangerous because when you're a man running on the streets naked, that is a weapon. That could poke
that
an eye
actually
out.
Is a weapon.
That's a weapon.
You know, so they were armed on the streets, these three white men.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know?
No, they would never shoot that video now, and it's a good thing they wouldn't.
Only because of COVID.
Well, that, yeah. Well,
yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, because of COVID, yeah. No, they would
that's
shoot
the reason.
It. They would shoot
and the
it.
Cameras would be different.
The cameras would be different.
And the guys aren't friends.
Yeah,
well, the guys aren't even like friends anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Travis Barker is dating Kourtney Kardashian. That's what I can offer to this conversation.
Yeah, and they just had his official split from his former beau.
Is it who I think it is?
Obama.
Yeah.
Bo Obama
and Travis Barker had a short-lived, I think maybe 7 months relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was enough.
Which in dog months is like
49 months.
Yeah.
49 months. 49 months, especially with like what they went through, you know, and uh-huh. and
felt like 49 and a half months to Travis.
Because I'll be honest. It was pushing 50. It really was. And for us to witness
I wouldn't
that,
say that. I'm sorry. I have to defend Bo a little bit here. Mm-hmm. He's obviously not here. I wouldn't say that it was 50.
Well, the thing is, Bo had his side of the story as well, you know?
What's that cup?
There's always two sides. There's always three sides, rather.
What's that cup?
Just like this cup, there's always actually four sides to a story, okay?
That's not for that.
The truth, the lie, right? Mm-hmm. The interpretation, and the open-ended.
What's in there?
And those are the four sides to every story. It's water. It's mm-hmm. your tears.
That's not for that. That cup is too. That cup is for food.
Yeah, that cup is for a pickle.
Like, pickle?
Hey, that's for a pickle.
That's for pickle or for jelly.
Mm. That is what people say to me often when I drink this, and I feel really attacked. I do, and I feel shame. I go to sleep every night feeling shame because I drink
because
water.
Because you made a mistake.
Water out of a flower vase.
That's not for that.
Here's the thing. I'm being very, very like modest and reserved right now.
Disagree.
This in front of y'all. Usually I would put my whole mouth around it.
Around that cup?
Around the mm-hmm. entire cup?
Mm-hmm. It's
too
like a 20,
big.
And
it's
no
like a
hands?
22-inch rim. Yeah, I just drink water out of a mason jar like a blowjob shot. I do that when no one's watching.
Wow.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That is modest of you to not do
Yeah, that. I didn't want to put you through it because there's stretching, there's bleeding. But I need to do it to prove to myself that I can do anything, you know?
Sherry. New projects. Your star is shooting into the sky, soaring into space, the planets.
Gonna hurt somebody.
Listen, don't blink because you might miss it, okay?
But the show you're on, everyone's pissed at you. It's going really bad.
They're wrapping it up. Everyone's pissed. Mm-hmm. No one will talk to you. They're blindfolded. It's dangerous as hell.
Mm-hmm. It's a cliffhanger on and off screen.
People won't look at you. And they told you they're wrapping it up, which that's very bad. Then they shouldn't have told you that.
I read an email.
Because now you have an opportunity. Because now you get to talk to us and we can actually launch you.
Launch me.
Yeah. Onto your next safe landing spot.
I want to hear it.
And we're doing pitch. We did this before. We were pitching shows on a very early episode. This is only the second time we ever did this, Sherry.
Yeah.
I just want you to understand this.
What's
happening right now. We did this before, and our guest name was Ellie Kemper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And she was between shows.
And she was between shows as well.
Sure. You know, she and I have a lot in common. We really do.
Talk about this.
Yeah. Hit me.
Dig deep into this.
I think
Ellie and Sherry
we're both, having both of commonness. Us have, both of us have a first
Same
and
number
a last
of syllables.
Name.
Same number of syllables.
Syllables. It's all about syllables
and
at the end
one.
Of the day. You know, Ellie
this very
Kemper.
Kind of traditional
Sherry Cola, which is why we often get, you know, mistaken for each other on the red carpets. We do.
Kevin Bartiet.
And she also has a red carpet.
She has her own red carpet. Yes.
Right. She has her own red carpet.
That she's zipping around in. It's got like four wheels underneath.
It is underneath. It is a red carpet underneath.
Yeah. Yeah.
The red carpet is definitely underneath. But yeah, you know, she's also a ray of light. And I think I'm the same. So she and I should definitely be on this project together.
Is this Tiffany Haddish boyfriend? Because I'm seeing it. This common.
That's a common. No, not to get confused with common deer.
See, and we're learning. We
Isn't that cool?
And
do you ever
really
learn when you go
word.
On a show? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning so much from you, too.
We know what the word is, but we also know what it's not.
Right.
We learned that.
I didn't expect today to be SAT prep, but here I am getting a BOGO deal. It's mm-hmm. very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. BOGO. We look at these words, you know, and we break them down into pieces, and we go, what are we really dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Command, well, the word earring.
Mm-hmm.
Common
mm-hmm.
D ring.
Mm-hmm. Common deer ring. Mm-hmm. And it's just very...
Sherry's next show.
It's time.
Sherry, you've done stand-up mode in the past, correct?
I'm a stand-up, honey.
Stand-up. You play stand-up in the show.
I do.
Judge,
you know.
Money. Judd's listening. Judd runs in.
Who's feeding you that info?
I'm in. Sorry. I'm getting Judd's patching in my headphones. Judd's in.
Apatow or Ashley Judd?
Judd Nelson. Sorry.
Got it.
Yeah, sorry. Not Judd Apatow. It's Sherry. She's doing stand-up. Her name's Sherry. It's her. It's about stand-ups. It's about the world of stand-ups. Sherry has a bad breakup. Sherry's out of the house. She's just kind of starting her career. She's on her own. And she's has to go to all these other comedians, different comedian every episode, to ask if she can use their sync.
Right. And It's called syncing. There's been so many versions of this, but not quite like.
No, there hasn't.
No.
There has been, you know, like comedians, you know, that's fucking.
No, there's been some inside comedy stuff, but nobody's really gotten it right. And part of it is we just wholesale ignore the idea that you need a sink to wash your clothes.
Right. And considering the drought, really, in California, I think. This is not only going to shine a light on, you know, the hustle and grind of the industry, but also climate change.
Sharing a sink. Hey, can we actually just like everyone share the sink today?
Right. Exactly.
Maybe we all get in there today.
The sink becomes the stage in the show. You know, it's like we have what comedians in cars getting coffee. We have comedians in sinks washing clothes. And I think that is what the industry needs. There's really a gap in the market. And I'm running with this. I kind of like this. So who's attached?
I think we can get Jeff Garland's sink.
Okay. We can get his sink. Well, are there any, you know, plan B if he doesn't accept the straight offer?
So it's just Jeff Garland's sink. You're having a party in his house. And then you're like, oh, no, like Jeff Garland came home. We can't see. We don't have Jeff. So like you can't see him. But everyone's like looking in a way that like, OK, Jeff is obviously here.
Yeah, they're scared.
The sink is on. All you can hear is like the sink running as this like party is happening.
Right. And we're wasting water. OK, so I think.
And we're shooting on film.
Right. Yes, we're shooting on film. And we only have a budget for 24 hours. We can only shoot the entire series in 24 hours. Right.
That's how much film we have.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. We get picked up for 3 seasons off the bat, which is insane. I mean, never before, you know, never
it's
before
really
heard
stupid.
Of.
Stupid. They should not have done that.
But they say you have 24 hours to shoot 3 seasons.
We're shooting in real time.
So we have this pressure, right? And Jeff is not there, but we're using his sink. And this whole
Jeff
season.
Jeff walked in.
Right. It's
but
all
then
about.
What happened, Sherry?
He
you're a comedian,
uses,
right? You bring levity in the situation. You put your thumb over the sink faucet and water spraying everywhere.
Springs
and it's
everywhere.
A party!
Exactly. And then people have no choice but to take off their clothes, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's now naked.
Everyone's getting wet.
And we get some wild ADR lines of people going, Jeff's okay with it. Look, Jeff's joining the party.
Right. Jeff, don't do that with your hands, you know? Jeff, watch where you put your toes, you know, because he's known
we have
to
Hayes
really
come in and go, it's my house.
Right. Yeah, he's known to throw his phalanges everywhere. So when the sink is that close and that robust, I think we're really telling a deeper narrative here, you know, of when things get out of control, you have to just have fun.
And then the camera also breaks, which is great because we are never gonna like get this done. And so we can just be like, it broke.
Oh, the part from the pilot was so good that it broke the camera. I guess we need another one in 24 more hours of film, please.
Well, but I think in that case, we don't have the budget because they promised us only so much. So we would have to start the GoFundMe.
It's called breakage.
Yes. Crowdfunding time.
We would have to start the GoFundMe.
Yes, we're 6 hours into this production. It is time to crowdfund.
We have 18 hours left, and we need to raise money to finish the 3 seasons in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And Jeff is refusing to Venmo us anything, right? Oh, he's not going to – he's not putting the dollar in the tip jar to start it.
Oh, and he won't even have his wet clothes be the gift for
funders?
For the person
who – He said,
I
gave you the sink. He said, I give you the sink. That's all I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And so we go public about it.
But maybe we can take off the handles.
It is time to
handles.
Take this public. I agree. It is time to shame Jeff publicly.
I think we do need to put Jeff on blast. I do want to say one of the awards that you get if you contribute enough to be an executive producer, $2
million. $2 million.
Is that we also send you one of Jeff's, the cold handle from his sink, from his faucet.
Yeah, and the cold handle.
Unbeknownst
to him.
What's
tough about that is now we're going to have to, if we're taking the handles off, they're going to have to come off in the on position because we're going to need the sink.
Mm-hmm. Right. To not stop flowing. We need constant water
flow. Of the two options. So once the handle's off,
right.
It's either the sink is either running or not.
Or because otherwise we would just have hot water.
We would have hot water still, Hayes.
Everyone would be naked and have burned skin. And
we're not
really
giving that
rough.
One away. We're just having really hot water come out of the faucet.
If you have to choose the option between hot forever or cold forever, what would you choose?
Wow.
I think hot forever.
Yeah. You
especially
have
when
to
we're
have
talking
hot.
Water. Because here's the thing. Cold can never become warm, but hot can become cold.
Well, in fact, cold can become
naturally.
Warm. There
naturally.
Are other heating
techniques. I've been experimenting with this.
Yeah.
What did you find in your scientific method?
I found that you were right.
Really? Okay. I was talking out of the side of my neck on this one. I just assumed you could heat up cold water because I'm thinking
once it's
I've
cold,
seen
that stuff is cold.
Well, the issue is, I guess you would heat it with fire, but the water puts out the fire.
Right.
That's
it's
what a, I'm
it's another chicken.
Now,
you, and
now
the
you've
egg.
Got two problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another chicken and the egg, Mystic
it's
in the river
Mr.
situation.
River problem. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I cut you off. You were going to shame Jeff Garland.
Imagine
so
the Mystic
I,
River, but it's really hot. So we're dragging Jeff Garland's name out in the street.
You were going to put him out, put his business in the street. And I was thinking maybe it would be, that would be the video on the Kickstarter page. So you launch and it goes like, hey, we're here to talk to you about a really exciting project. And we wish it was under better circumstances because right. Jeff Garland.
Well,
actually
I, that's
needs
when I would
a talking to.
That's when I would sit Jeff down and be like, you know what? Like, this is going to mean a lot for the water community.
Yeah.
And the sink movement. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to force him to read off cue cards that I write, much like a puppet, to bring that back.
Yeah.
And he'll have to read it because he'll feel really guilty because he provided the sink and nothing else. And because I'm so charming and a ray of light, just like Ellie Kemper, I think I can convince him to make this video asking people to donate $1 million.
One more callback. You did the puppets. You did Ellie Kemper. Can we do one more?
Well, we had the Mystic River.
Usually do three.
We redid
yeah,
Mystic
that
River.
Was from a kind of an earlier thing.
Really connected.
That's when Niecy Nash will come in as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so because what do we love about what do we love about celebrity PSAs when there's two of them? Two that you would never expect to be in a room together.
Yeah.
That's what people want to see in a PSA. That's what's actually going to get the numbers up. That's what's going to get people donating is when they see two celebrities that would never be caught in a room together.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Next show.
Sherry, do you sing at all?
I dabble.
Yeah. Are you
okay,
good?
Do you sing?
Are you really good?
Do I sing?
Wow.
Okay. Do I sing?
Well, actually, it doesn't matter if you do or not. So this show is called Car Wash Karaoke. So it's very similar to Carpool Karaoke, but it all takes place inside a very loud drive-through car wash. So the bubbles, the sweepers, the spinners, the wax, the loud fans, the water spraying over you. This is happening throughout the songs.
Wow.
We can't really hear you. Maybe on the bottom we would have the lyrics written out or something so people could imagine the song. But you also get the effect of being inside a drive-through car wash. Now, unfortunately, we do have to shoot on weekends, and the line is pretty long. So it takes a while to get in, and then you're only in for about 3 minutes, and then you do have to get back in line, and it's going to be probably another 14 minutes before you're inside. You can't talk during that time.
Right. And you've mentioned this to me before, and I really, I'm all for it. I'm like, my hat is in the fucking bucket. You know that a saying?
Sweepers, spinners,
right.
The bubbles.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the
wax.
What I love about
sweepers.
This idea, this show is going to be a standout because, you know, what people don't know is that there's actually no car. It's going to be two people walking through a drive.
Walking in kind of like a sitty down position. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. In a sitty down position. This is really a fitness show, you know, because people will come onto a show with no ass and then their glutes will be amplified from
really
this.
Really hard to sit and walk like that for 14 minutes.
I don't think I've talked to you about this, but I do also think there should be a little post-credit sting where you are applying the vacuum to yourself.
100%. You know, I think
when you come through and they've got that hooked up for you.
I think because it's so focused on the karaoke aspect, I think the last challenge show.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
No. It's in the title. It's just,
we're
I think that's kind of cool. Yeah.
I think the challenge at the end of the show, the last, you know, big bang is that the guest sings a song that makes them cry, but I'm vacuuming their lips.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
and so it looks like they're crying because they're getting their lips vacuumed and it's very
painful. But really what it is, it's therapy. It's therapy. It's a version of therapy that I think, you know, needs to be talked about a little more. You know, let's stop the stigma around mouth vacuum therapy.
Mouth vacuum sad song therapy has been written off as one of these new agey, you know, hippie granola crap things.
When
it's helped people make some really important breakthroughs.
It's like, this is like ayahuasca. Okay. It is healing.
Yeah.
It
makes you throw up. But luckily the vacuum is right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Emotional medicine, but just more less messy. Less messy.
Next show. This one's called Baseball Brown. It's the 80s.
Mm.
And a high-powered executive, Sherry, is fighting for a spot in the C-suite, the big company. Huge firm. But it's this era, no one will take her seriously because she's a woman and because her name is Baseball Brown.
Right.
And so it's about this character trying to fight for respect in this male-dominated world. And also someone whose name is Baseball Brown refuses to change it. And that, like, in this, where people are just like, we cannot have someone with this name leading our companies.
And
the name
remind
is
me,
too bad.
Remind me what the company is.
It's a firm.
It's a firm. It's a very. Yeah. It's a very.
And it's a premier firm.
It's one of the major.
It's a premier firm. Major firms. Premier firms where everyone has a title like creative exec, and you know junior assistant.
Junior assistant.
And and you know executive coordinator.
Chief
things like
officer.
Right. And I think because because Baseball Brown, right?
Yes.
Our protagonist comes into this world as a female, just this creature that didn't exist back in the,
'80s.
Year?
They didn't have
the 80s. Baseball Brown was the very first female.
The first woman.
To exist in the 80s. And that already is a slap in the face for all these men at the firm. You know, and the presidents of the firm, the CEOs of the firm, the CEO president, which is also another title at this firm. And
they're very freaked out. And honestly, in like this is unrelatable to us in these times. I see a woman and I'm extremely comfortable.
Right.
But back then, these people are like,
in fairness, you know, to the CEO executive, like, we're not painting them as monsters. What we're saying is they had not seen this before. This was freaky.
I think, you know, because this firm is so, you know, there's the chief junior department.
Chief junior
and there's the varsity higher-ups. Department. That's what they call the varsity higher ups. Baseball Brown coming in with such specificity is what terrifies them.
Well, the name is
Baseball
so specific.
Brown. Well, that's the thing. This firm is
very
afraid
specific
of
name.
Baseball
afraid
Brown.
Of Baseball Brown is coming in knowing who the fuck she is at a company that is a little unsure, right? Uh-huh. Everyone has a title, but no one has a purpose. And the fact that she is coming in hot as the first woman named Baseball Brown. First of all, baseball wasn't even invented, let alone colors. Let alone colors.
Yeah.
So baseball and brown, foreign language to these firmers, you know? So they're
Baseball Brown
off the
here
bat.
To see the chief junior mega executive vice financial operations leader in charge
of the
this
alpha
division.
Beta of the alpha beta omega
and so she ultimately they figure out like they like this firm doesn't make anything.
Nope.
And what they decide is they're going to make games. They're going to invent games.
Yeah.
Right. So what they're going to invent games.
What game do we
so what game do they invent? I guess they should name it after the woman who earned all their respect.
Baseball Brown. I was going to say Mystic Rivers, but I think they should definitely name
it. Completely different.
that is just off the rails. No, but here's the thing. That's what's going to happen in the show. Baseball Brown, right? She finally claims her space at this firm. Finally, they respect her. They kiss her feet. Mm-hmm. And then another woman comes in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
That's complicated.
Yeah.
Another woman, and her name is Mystic Rivers. And that's the thing. It's very important. It's very important for us to see both sides. You know, so Mystic Rivers comes in.
We have to
see both sides of this. Absolutely.
If we only see one side of this,
it's a mason jar.
I'm pissed, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not fair.
Are you Baseball Brown or Mystic Rivers right now? In emotionally.
No, I'm a viewer. I mean, that's what's so
we
exciting for me about
happening the audience when we're
I
talking
am
about
always,
this stuff.
I'm a viewer first. I'm never
viewer
jaded.
First.
I
right.
love TV. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
viewer
so
first.
Good. Oh, TV is so good. I love watching it.
Watching TV, just episode after episode, is what gets me off. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm
that's
blasting
why
off as well.
Yes.
Blasting off. I mean, that's why I got the waterproof plasma. Because of that reason.
It has to be protected from all the blasting off.
It's so I want to be able to watch TV again.
100%. 100%. These are disposable TVs. No, we have to keep them.
We wanted to watch TV, not wash TV.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't
want to
wash it. Yeah.
And you can vacuum it, but you can't wash it.
Doesn't
and that's
work
what we learned
well.
Today.
Vacuuming, so, in my experience, does not work very well.
No, you feel silly.
Baseball Brown and Mystic Rivers then gets a spinoff. Okay? And that this is where the money happens. Okay? And this show is actually called Waterproof Plasma. Because...
Wow, it's named after the thing that you were just talking about?
I think this actually could tie into an idea that I had. And I
next
do
show.
Think that, I do think they could work together. You'll see where I'm going. This show can have Baseball Brown and Mystic Rivers as two of the leads, because the show I'm going to pitch you is called Cone Hands.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Cone Heads?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else could be a cone, right? First of all, the heads totally took me out of it. But what if...
Yeah.
What if their hands were cones? And what if really they're just kind of holding them like this?
Right.
In that case, then it's more normal. It doesn't like freak me out. I'm not going like, what the fuck? I like don't want to watch this. And my concept is it's a bit of a period piece. And I think it could be, I guess you're already playing Baseball Brown. So you'll be doing double duty because it's going
right.
to be you as the head of the Cone Hands family, along with Justin Long, French Stewart, and Kristen Bell, and you four are dropped into 2003 to save Circuit City. Circuit City can't go out of business. And wouldn't it be nice if the way they were saved was that they're the only ones that have the waterproof plasmas, and everyone who's blasting off on TVs needs to come to the Cone Hands, who couldn't get hired anywhere, but Baseball Brown knows what it's like to be discriminated against for being a little different, doesn't she? Because of her funny name.
Right. Right.
And being the first woman. So now the first Cone Hands are working at Circuit City, and they're in there, and they're saying, buy this waterproof plasma. And, who knows who else is there, right?
I think for sure Jason Biggs is there.
Okay.
Sure, okay.
Yes.
Jason Biggs for sure is there without a doubt. So is Neve Campbell.
Yeah.
Sure. And Seabiscuit. Seabiscuit probably would be there. If it's 2003.
Can we get Whitney Cummings?
We could get Whitney Cummings the guest star. We could get her the guest star in the pilot for sure.
Her sink is there.
So that's the thing. So because Circus City not only sold TVs, they also sold kitchenware, right? So that's the whole thing. The drama within, you know, Circus City, there's the villains, right? There's the villains and then there's the cone hands. So because Baseball Brown was the very first woman ever, and in the 80s, we cut to 2003, they're the first cone hands ever, you know? So they've been resilient.
Just figured out this thing with these new women coming in, and now we have to deal with the cone hands.
Yep.
Exactly.
The cone hands are like, I can't hold my lunch.
Exactly. Exactly. So they have to hold it with their mouths.
Okay.
And they do that through and through in order to fight away the kitchenware folks, the villains.
Through and through, man.
Through and through. And here's the thing that the plot twist of it all is that Kristen Bell, the entire time, was faking it.
Wow.
Not a cone hand. So that happens probably episode 7 of season 8. We were duped up until episode 7, season 8. Miss Bell turns out to be a normal hand.
Okay. And Baseball Brown is there. And so Baseball has been invented at this point, and Baseball Brown is kind of like tossing her namesake ball up and down. And then she's like, hey,
helps me think.
Hey, cone hand. And then she tosses the baseball at cone hand.
Exactly.
And Kristen Bell's like, bah! Catches it.
Bah! Exactly. Just that sound as well. That sound is what it makes. Bah! Yep. And everyone in Circuit City at this point turns their heads, snaps their necks to see what the heck
Jeff
just happened.
Jeff Garland just came in. Sorry.
Kevin, just take this piece of dialogue down. This is just a character piece. I think we're going to want this. It's... What is it about tossing the me ball around that always helps me think? That's a Baseball Brown line.
Got it.
No,
well, her name is Baseball. So,
what is it about tossing the me ball around that really makes me sink?
Wow.
Okay.
Huge.
Wow. And then if you
I do want to get this line exactly right, because are we saying that? And this, I guess, kind of makes sense in the early incarnation. Her name is Baseball, so the me ball would imply that in the early days of this invention that they have been calling it Baseball Ball, or that the ball is actually called the Baseball Ball, which honestly is what it should be called.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is, and I didn't mention this to y'all.
Football ball,
I
know, yeah.
Right, and I know this is very based on a tender true story, and I didn't actually fill you guys in on the realness of the situation. In the 1980s, when Baseball Brown was the first woman in this firm, this very misogynistic, sexist firm, they, in the first few days that she was working there, they would toss her around like a baseball. They would hold Baseball Brown and just toss her around. Very scared. Toss her around. So that's why when later on baseball was invented, it was called baseball.
I don't want to demonize these guys. They hadn't met a woman before. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was complex what they were dealing with. Like, I don't know. I think we've all seen something we didn't know what it was and just started throwing it around.
Right. I mean, I did that the first time I saw a sink.
You threw the sink.
Threw the sink.
I ripped it out of the wall.
Wow.
And I thought, let's go play catch.
That's scary.
I'm very strong.
That's scary. That's
so this is a show. This is called Candle Show.
Oh, that sounds good.
This is like, hopefully we can do like some new technology. This would require like some inventing. But you light a candle and then the show starts and the candle is like showing, the light is like making
the show. Yeah.
Mm.
And the flame is the show or the show's flame is kind of
like,
it.
And the smoke is kind of like making a show in it. And you can smell the show and you can like kind of blow the show out at the end.
Kind of sounds like Cowboy TV, but
it's not really like Cowboy TV.
Cowboy TV is like it's like another project that I already have going, Sherry. So you know,
right. No, I
and
read
it's for
about
boys.
It. I saw the Deadline article. So this candle show,
It's a comment. I just want to say it was a comment, but that wasn't an article. It was a comment. But
article is defined by the length.
Right.
It's a very long comment.
Well, I mean, but you know that I don't.
And it had a headline. It's the headline and a by. It said by Dominic Patton, but I don't think that was real. I don't think he.
It was a tweet. It was a tweet. It was a tweet that Sean tweeted.
Well, I you get written up a deadline, you're going to tweet it out, you know?
They're going to tweet it out. They always tweet it out. I think that's what I've learned. They always tweet it out.
They can't resist. Every time they write an article, they cannot resist tweeting it out.
Tweeting it
They're
out.
Addicted. Like, hey, look at this.
Then like, they tweet it out.
Social media is poison. It's destroying our culture. And deadline is part of the problem. They can't stop tweeting it out.
I mean, when in doubt, tweet it out.
Tweet it.
And the characters can smell the show too, is what I'm thinking.
So what scents are we smelling?
I mean, it has to be like all different.
Should be different ones for different people or.
Yeah. But I think, you know, like, what's a show?
We're talking outlandish, like, experience-based, interactive candle show, right? Like, we want a scratch and sniff for the audience. We want peppermint parmesan.
It smells.
Coming through.
Peppermint
coming
parmesan.
Through. Peppermint parmesan coming through that waterproof plasma. Like, that's the thing about these new TVs. You can also smell what you're watching.
Okay. Oh, so the candle is like part of the candle is like coming out of the TV.
Right. So every single person.
Another good reason to make it waterproof.
Right. Every person who buys this TV will receive a candle. So the candle essentially is like a Fire Stick remote, you know?
Fire Stick.
What I like about this is being gathered around fire telling stories.
Mm.
You know, or watching stories feels a little scary. And I do think that horror movies are huge, but that the horror TV industry is totally underserved. And that personally, I'm a horror fanatic. I scream all day long. The second we get off this Zoom, I'm going to start screaming. I was screaming right up until we got on. And I love to shriek and scream, and it's the only time I really feel truly alive. So could we somehow make sure that the candle stories are scary? And one idea I had for just a scary story, it's called The Breadening, and it is a chilling John Krasinski turning all the newsacres into bread to sort of sway a presidential election.
Mm.
And how are we going to stop him? And it could be you, I think, trying to stop him. You don't like it. And basically everyone from the movie The Descendants except for Clooney.
Clooney was in that?
Not anymore. Because we're getting a reunion together with all the people that actually moved
without
the needle.
Him.
Shailene, right. Bo, Bridges, Lillard. Not Obama. Yeah, Lillard's there. We get
of
the
course.
Whole crew. Hubel.
Snapback Stevens.
Snapback Stevens is there. Yeah. That's the name of for people who don't know. There are two. There's Shailene Woodley and then her little sister, and of course that actress's name is Snapback Stevens.
Yeah,
she doesn't get that much shine. She doesn't.
No.
But that's we have to raise awareness around Snapback Stevens. I like the idea of turning people into bread. You know, I think just if
just
people
are
a threat. If news anchors are talking that shit and it's incorrect, they're not getting their facts right. They're one way or the other.
But
boom.
I think Croissant. What makes it scary is that these are the news anchors that are getting their facts right.
She likes it. She's saying she likes it. You're being like,
Do you want me to star in this or not? Do you want me to star in this show or not?
The show.
Do you want me to star in the show or not, Sean?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. then Christine Devine is turning into a goddamn sourdough. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Say sorry again.
Sorry.
Do you want to turn into bread? Do you want me to turn you into bread?
Sorry. Thank you. No. No.
If you were a bread, what would you be?
You do want that. It's the show.
That's what I'm most scared of. So like that's why I came up with the idea of like making it a really scary show where they turn into bread. And then it helps them steal the election.
Yeah. Okay. I think I need you to talk a little quieter.
Okay. So what kind of bread would I be? Or do you still want me to answer that?
No.
Do you tell me what bread I am, or do I have to decide?
I'm going to tell you what bread you are, and then you're going to talk as if you are that bread. You have to be that bread for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Okay, because you're such a fucking crybaby right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you're such a fucking crybaby right now.
Okay.
I think you're a fucking pancake. That's the bread that you are. You're a little fucking baby pancake. Not even the big ones, the tiny ones at McDonald's. The tiny ones where you dip them in the syrup at McDonald's. You know? Because you're the mini ones at McDonald's and you have to dip yourself in syrup.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Please change me back, Sherry.
You have to earn it.
I don't want to be a little pancake anymore. I want to be a boy again.
What are the three magic words?
The three of them? There's three?
What are the three magic phrases?
Sorry, please, thank you.
Okay, fine. You got one of them. All right, you're back to human. You're back to human with a normal voice.
I'm a big
but don't
boy,
you ever man. Let that happen again. Don't you ever talk back to me ever again, okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sherry. You have to go Hayes? Now.
You're
okay,
done.
So we're going to green light all of them. Green light all of them.
We are green lighting these.
Yes.
What? Where can we find you and how?
Sherry Cola on Instagram. Look me up and swipe it. Swipe it. Swipe it right, baby.
On Instagram.
You could do that out there.
Yeah. Now Tinder and Instagram have collabed.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I think it just brings me to like my profile, or it asks me if I want to make a post.
What?
I'm just swiping on it right now, and that's like not happening.
You don't have the new version.
Maybe I got to update.
No.
Do I need to update?
This version I pay for. This is the Instagram that's not free.
Not free Instagram.
It took me to my messages.
What is the first
What's
message
in there?
You have? Who's messaging you?
What's in the messages?
John?
My own wife.
Is she telling you to be a pancake?
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, we're all gonna be rich and famous.
We already are. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hollywood
Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss Rec League sports, the boys are catching up with the Doughboys, and the Flager ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Sherry Cola, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.